DeepEnglish.com. Confidence is one of the most important skills you need to master English. So many people are so afraid of making mistakes or looking stupid that they never open their mouth. Of course, confidence is the key to success in business, too. Jia Jiang is the founder of a small computer application company called Hoopless. His company is new, and he recently had a big setback when he got rejected by an investor. He was traumatized by this rejection. He had a sinking feeling in his stomach and was angry and insecure. Jiang wanted to give up on his company, but instead he decided he needed to build his confidence. If he was going to be successful, he needed to get comfortable with failure and rejection. He needed rejection therapy. He decided that every day for 100 days, he would film himself asking strangers for crazy things, hoping they would reject him. On the first day, he nervously asked a random security guard to lend him $100. The answer was, of course, no. Another day, he asked a pet shop barber to cut his hair. She also said no. But this time, Jiang was clearly having fun, making people laugh, and getting more and more comfortable with hearing people say no. One day, something strange happened. He asked a donut store clerk to give him donuts in the shape of the Olympics rings, and to his surprise, she said yes. Another day, he asked a random store clerk to give him a hug, and she also said yes. Fear can be a useful emotion when it helps us escape physical pain and danger, but social fear almost always holds us back from success. Fear of rejection can stop us from going after the job of our dreams. Fear of rejection can stop us from meeting the man or woman of our dreams. And fear of rejection can also stop us from using our English. The next time you see someone who you'd like to speak English with in a coffee shop or on the street, challenge yourself to do it. The worst thing that will happen is they'll say no. And you'll gain some experience on how to gracefully handle rejection. Don't be shy. Like Franklin D. Roosevelt once said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.